Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the third quarter 2014 results presentation for RomReal. The Q3 report and investor presentation can be found on our homepage, www.romreal.com, or alternatively on www.newsweb.no. This conference call will also be recorded and put online on www.romreal.com. Now, if you please turn to page three of the presentation that was distributed together with the third quarter 2014 report yesterday evening following the closing of the market. This is a summary of the highlights of the third quarter 2014 results. Under IFRS, the net asset value, or NAV, was 0.51 euro or 4.23 Norwegian krone. That was at the end of the third quarter 2014, indicating a decrease of 1.2% compared to the end of the second quarter 2014. The company has not made any changes to the land bank portfolio valuation since the 2013 year-end independent valuation carried out by Knight Frank. Pre-tax results in the third quarter of 2014 was 0.4 million euro. Total assets at the end of the third quarter were 33.5 million euro compared to 33.6 million euro at the end of the second quarter. With a view to increase the sellability of its land bank, the company has initiated in the last 9 months the division of one of its plots into smaller ones. During the third quarter, the company sold one small plot of a value of 37,000 euros plus VAT. Following an initial down payment, the remaining due amounts shall be received in installments. Also, during the third quarter of 2014, the company sold its only plot in Brașov, and the proceeds have been used to reduce the Alpha Bank loan. Please turn to the following page for more information on the company's property sales. As mentioned in the second quarter report, RomReal sold its Brașov plot during the third quarter of 2014 for a total consideration of 1,050,000 euros. The price is marginally higher than the latest valuation performed by Knight Frank, and it represents 3% of the total land bank value. The transaction will close in April 2015, where the payment of the remaining amount will be made. During the third quarter, RomReal has sold an additional smaller plot, which will bring the total number of smaller plots sold to date to 6. The plots are sold for a total consideration of 212,000 euros, and the installments received from the sales are used to reduce the Alpha Bank loan. All the plots sold are included in the land bank portfolio until the transactions are closed and fully paid. Following the Brașov sale, RomReal now only keeps the land bank portfolio in Bucharest and in Constanța. If you'd please turn to the following page. This is an overview of the company's land bank situated mainly in Constanța, with some plots in Bucharest. The Brașov plot that the company agreed to sell during the quarter is included in the property portfolio until the transaction is closed and fully paid. There were no major changes in the company's land bank during the third quarter, with the exception of the sale of one small plot in Tatra Peninsula, that being number 3 on the list in front of you. Following the division of the Tatra Peninsula plot in Ovidiu Constanța, the company is progressing with selected planning upgrades for several other plots in the region of Constanța and Bucharest. The management, as usual, is proactively seeking to sell further properties, and it expects further disposals. Please turn to page 6. The purpose of this table is to track the changes in the net asset value, or NAV, of the company under International Financial Reporting Standards, or IFRS. The investment property, which consists of the company's land bank, stands at 28,980,000 euros. No changes were made to the valuation during the third quarter. Inventories refer to developments that were stopped during the financial crisis, and in particular, the Oasis development. Inventories at Q3 2014 stand at 2,563,000 euros. Cash in the company at the end of the second quarter is at 652,000 euro, plus an investment in a liquid bond of euro 744,000. Total cash and cash equivalent at the end of the year was 1,396,000 euro. Other assets or liabilities are minus 11,254,000 euro, mainly due to the Alpha Bank loan. The balance of the Alpha Bank loan currently stands at 12,139,000 euro, including the accrued interest. It has been reduced by 64,000 euro compared to the second quarter figure due to the plot sale process. This gives a net asset value under IFRS of 20,941,000 euro, resulting to a small decrease of 1.2% compared with the previous quarter. This minor decrease in NAV is mainly due to the foreign exchange movement resulting from the conversion of IFRS adjustments in the value of net assets from the company's functional currency, which is the Romanian leu or RON, and the reporting currency of the group being the euro. If you'd please turn to page 7 for the financial highlights. Starting with the operating revenue, the operating revenue during the third quarter was 117,000 euro compared to a total of 93,000 euro in the third quarter of 2013. The income relates to the rent received on some of the land bank assets awaiting development, that being euro 80,000 during Q3, and compared to 92,000 in Q3 2013. The difference is due to the divestment of some small plots. The reduction in rent is related to the incentives granted to tenants with a view to timely meet due rental payments. Total operating expenses amounted to 228,000 euro during the third quarter, compared to 232,000 euro during the third quarter of 2013. Out of these operating expenses, the payroll costs were 54,000 euro, and this is reduced compared to the level registered in Q3 2013. The total operating expenses of the company during the third quarter were around 4% higher than the ones in the same quarter of 2013. Out of the total operating expenses, the main cost items relate to general administration costs in connection with the running of the group. In addition, there are expenses related to the changing of the zoning and all the efforts that the company is making in making sure that the land bank has increase in value and sellability. Other operating income and expense. The other operating income and expense is driven mainly by the change in the value of the investment property as a result of the change in the foreign current exchange rate, before, of course, translating this into the functional currency of the group. The functional currency of the group is the Romanian leu, and during the third quarter of 2014, there were no changes to the euro value of the investment property. During the third quarter, the other operating income expense due to amounted to a net gain of 151,000 euro compared to a net gain of 33,000 euro during the third quarter of 2013. During the third quarter in 2014, RomReal generated an operating profit of 40,000 euros compared to a loss of 106,000 euros during the third quarter of 2013. Financial income and expense includes the interest expense accrued for the period with respect to the Alpha Bank loans in an amount of 94,000 euro. Foreign exchange result for the third quarter of 2014 was a loss of 352,000 euro compared to a net foreign exchange loss of 61,000 euro during the same period last year. During the quarter, the Romanian leu or RON depreciated by 0.6% against the euro. The main items that generate foreign exchange differences are the intercompany loans and the loan taken from Alpha Bank in principle of the amount of 11.4 million plus its accrued interest to date. The result before tax during the third quarter 2014 was a loss of 406,000 euro compared to a loss before tax of 261,000 euro during the same quarter last year. The company's cash and cash equivalents position at the end of the third quarter 2014 was 652,000 euro compared to 669,000 euro at the end of the second quarter 2014. Following the finalization of the rights issue, the company decided to place part of the collected proceeds into financial assets. The group invested in a liquid bond issued by Svenska Handelsbanken with maturity on the 16th of December 2015. At the end of the third quarter 2014, the principal amount placed in the bond and the accrued interest totaled €749,000. Please turn to the next page. There's been a strong rebound in the gross domestic product measured on a year-on-year growth for the third quarter in 2014. Romania has exhibited the highest GDP growth compared with the rest of the EU countries. The GDP growth is expected to remain between 2 and 3% in 2014 and 2015, mainly driven by the continuous growth in exports and agriculture and a pickup in domestic demand. The National Bank of Romania has reduced its interest rates to a record low of 2.75%. It has also cut the minimum required cash reserves for hard currency liabilities of banks, which will release about €450 million into the market. During November, Romania selected Mr. Klaus Iohannis as president. The end of the electoral campaign is expected to improve investment confidence based on initial market reaction. And as we have seen, Romania's October 2024 Eurobonds have climbed each day following the election. Please turn to the next page. This is a real estate update with regards to Romania. Now, according to the largest online real estate broker in Romania, Immobiliare.ro, apartment prices have stabilized during the first 9 months throughout the country, with the exception of Cluj that has recorded a consecutive increase in apartment prices over the last 6 months. Sales of newly built apartments have recovered, especially in Bucharest. The recovery is driven by slight improvement in mortgage loans availability, mainly in the local currency of RON, and price reductions by developers in the recent years. With reference to non-transactions, CBRE reports an increase in number and volume during the first half of 2014. We have witnessed 15 major land transactions in all parts of Romania for a total cumulative surface of 630,000 square meters. This is due to retailers and industrial buyers buying land for developing shopping centers, supermarkets, and factories. Pricing for such land properties varies depending on future use, location, accessibility, and availability in the area. Prime properties located in Bucharest or in large cities suitable for retail or office development are priced between 200 to 500 euros per square meter. Please turn to the next page. The national apartment prices were on an average 917 euros per square meter in September 2014 versus 903 euros per square meter a year ago. Constanta apartment prices were 846 euros during the period per square meter versus 857 euros per square meter a year ago. During November 2014, the most recent apartment prices recorded in Constanta indicated that it's at the level of 851 euros per square meter. Since September, both national and Constanta prices have improved an additional 0.5%. On page 11, you can find the list of the top 20 shareholders of RomReal. The top 20 shareholder list is publicly available information and has been printed here as a service to investors. It can also be found on our webpage, www.romreal.com, and this is very frequently updated. On the next page now, which is a summary of the main focus areas going forward, the management is constantly and proactively seeking to sell further properties, and it expects further disposals. To make the plots sellable, the company is seeking to add incremental value to the individual plots during the period in which they are part of the land bank until a potential sale is completed. The various forms of adding value include upgrading of planning permissions as well as maintenance of plot surfaces, buildings, fencing, and similar. The management will also attempt to create income from the plots in its land bank by renting it out to third parties for commercial use, structured in a way so that it does not prevent or interfere in the eventual sale of the plots. Last but not least, the company is actively communicating with existing and new owners of the company. This concludes our presentation for today. Thank you for participating. This presentation will shortly be uploaded to our homepage, www.romreal.com, for your convenience. We will be available for questions by email or phone shortly after the call has ended. We would like to wish you a good day.